real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump promising to impose sweeping new tariffs the day after he is inaugurated. 25% on goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico and China. 35% on goods coming from China. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says that could mean all of us spending more.
Those tariffs are taxes that have to be paid by people importing those goods, and they're going to pass that through to you and I as consumers. And it's going to be higher interest rates because the Federal Reserve isn't going to countenance the high inflation.
Allegations today that longtime Trump advisor Boris Epstein tried to get payments from those who wanted roles or influence in the new Trump administration. The Israeli cabinet meeting today to discuss a ceasefire deal in Lebanon. Israel wants to maintain the right to fire into Lebanon whenever it feels it's threatened. Ukraine says Russia launched a record number, 188 drones against most regions of the country in a nighttime blitz. Apartment buildings and the national power grid were damaged. This is ABC News. A federal judge is now deciding whether Google holds a monopoly on online ads. Closing arguments wrapped up Monday in a suit brought against Google by the Justice Department. The judge's decision is expected by the end of the year. An appeal from a tobacco giant turned back by America's highest court.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge to a law requiring cigarette packs and ads include graphic images showing harmful effects of smoking. Warnings will include photos of smoke-damaged lungs and feet blackened by reduced blood flow. Nearly 120 countries have already adopted the warning labels. It isn't clear when they might appear in the U.S. The FDA says it does not plan to enforce new rules until December 2025. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Investigators in the Philippines have questions for Vice President Sara Duterte. She recently threatened to have President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and his wife killed if she is assassinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale coming up Thanksgiving weekend, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny, a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high 33, tonight 21, tomorrow partly cloudy, 36. Thanksgiving Day becoming mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll find out what's grinding his gears. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! Woo. Schwabe. That carrot's up Schwabe.
Okay.
That's it. Again.
He's off the Christmas card list.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We come in here, yeah. And the last show of the night is from, what's he on, from 6 to 9 or?
6 to 8.
6 to 8. Pete Schwabe. But he messes with our controls.
Unbelievable. On purpose.
And it's like.
Hides our stuff.
Like valet parking.
Could not find those scissors the other day.
Right. Number one rule, valet parking. Don't touch anything. Don't move the seat. Don't move the mirrors. You know what I mean? But Pete?
No. Unless you find illegal drugs, then you can steal them because they'll never turn you in.
Yeah, that is
happy
true.
Happy holidays.
Take it from a guy who had a good buddy who's a valet.
Anyway, yes, no. Pete's great, but yes, we got to.
It is cold
out. Down. Yes, it is.
I mean, it's like really cold out. I mean, like there's a wind chill today.
It's damp cold.
Damp cold.
D-A-M-P.
Yes, that's
okay,
what I said.
All right. I
did say
that. I thought you said damn cold.
No, I wanted to say damn cold.
It is damn cold.
The reason I say that, I used that term. When did I use that term? And I thought, oh, am I old? Because it's got that kind of damp cold feel to it.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, Grandma.
I just used that within the last couple of days, and as soon as I said it, I thought to myself, oh.
Your arthritis is flaring up.
It's not the cold. It's the dampness. But it is cold. Bundle the kids up, folks. Yep. Seriously, that wind is cold. Hang on.
Yeah, it's 26, and then how's the wind chill? 10?
Feels like 14.
Right?
Yeah.
Feels like the field, like, temperature is 14.
And I thought they used to light up the flag on top of the courthouse.
Well, you kind of have to.
It's not.
Maybe the light bulb burned out or something.
Maybe, because that's what I was looking at, to get the weather gauge, so people would know what the
what's your guess?
Weather is.
You can't tell.
Well, when I was walked in, I would say 12 miles an hour.
From the west, it's 16.
16, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's a cold wind. It really is. Today is cake day.
I don't like cake.
Okay.
What? You don't like cake?
No.
No one has ever uttered the words, I don't like cake.
Ask my mom.
I don't like cake.
My birthday? Nope.
Chocolate cake? Just, nope.
Nope, I don't. I didn't mean to be that negative.
Not even
German, I'm in a great mood.
What's it called? German something
German,
cake?
German chocolate cake.
German chocolate cake?
Yeah, no. It's
how can you not like cake? It's impossible. There's
no,
nothing
I didn't like birthday cake.
Like, there's a reason I don't like boiled turnips, Jim.
Why? Because
they don't taste good. Mm. But nobody can say just a blanket statement. There have to be 1,000, literally 1,000 different types of cake in the world.
Yeah, taking,
and you're telling me there's not a single type of cake you could possibly like.
Pie's a different category. And actually, cookies are a different category, and bars are a different category. But cake, I'm thinking like angel food cake.
Like, well, nobody likes angel food cake.
Oh, okay. That's like what that was. Okay, it's 6:09.
I mean,
and
I think
saw
it's okay with enough strawberries
right,
on it.
Right, yeah,
and
but you're not
like
going to say, I'm going to have a hunk of this angel food cake and not put anything on it.
But like chocolate cake or
no,
nothing.
No, not even with the layers of frosting in between. No, wedding cake, don't like it. Nope. But anyway, I'm in a great mood. I am. It's my last day today, so for a while.
I'm a little bit. I'm my mind is like, well, how is this possible?
Ask my mom.
Because there's, like I said, there's so many. There's such a wide variety.
All right, I'll take that back because I will eat cheesecake. I will.
I don't even know if that's cake. Is that cake?
I mean, in the name, but yes, it's a very different kind of cake.
Right. I would eat that.
But a normal.
That's like saying you would eat ice cream.
Well, I don't really.
So I think cheesecake is closer to ice cream than it is to a birthday cake.
It's like a pudding. Yeah, it's. I don't know. A good cheesecake is good.
Oh,
anyway,
no question.
Back to.
Okay, now there is something. I think it's impossible to not like cheesecake.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Here we go.
Anyway, happy cake day, John.
What did you say about the angel food cake?
Just don't like it.
Well, no, but you don't like strawberry shortcake?
I don't. Would I. Okay, if I was with. If I was at someone's house and they served it, if they said, would you like it? I would say, no, thank you. You know, but if they served it, yeah, I'd probably have some of it. Because that also has, though, the strawberries and the whipped cream.
Yeah.
And so that kind of like dilutes the dryness of the.
Got a text here from Danielle. Great weather for the Appleton Christmas parade. Bundle up.
That's right. That's
that one is notoriously cold.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It's like this one day surrounded by halfway nice weather, but that one is always so cold.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop.
Thousands.
Oh, yeah,
thousands.
Yeah, that's a good parade.
Parades are big time in Appleton.
And it's what's cool about that is the lights, you know, right?
Yeah.
Most parades are during the day. That's whoever came up with that was a good idea. That's right up there with the Mile Music. That's a good Appleton
thing. I could tell you kind of a funny story. I hope this wouldn't get... No, this would be fine, I think. But
we to clear it with Todd first.
Well, it's just the son of the guy that started up the parade. Like, the started up guy. He runs it now. Him and his son now run it. It's generations, third generation now.
Appleton?
Yeah. And it was years and years ago where three of the biggest business leaders in downtown Appleton got together. And they say, okay, we got to do something to get people downtown here during Christmas, during the season. And someone goes, how about a parade? It's like, who has a parade in December? You know, it's like, well, no, I think. So they put it together and they sat there and they finally came up with the foundation of, here it is. We're going to have this Appleton parade. Here's how it's going to go, yada, yada. So one of the gentlemen was Jewish. Another one was Chinese. Another was something else.
Okay.
No, but it was just funny. They said, anybody find the irony in that a Jewish person and a Chinese person and so-and-so all sit here and think about how to celebrate the birth of Christ?
That's not a true story.
True story. 100%.
No, it's not.
I can get Odie on the air right now.
John.
Do you want me to get Greg Otis on the air right now?
That was what, 50 years ago?
More, I think. Yeah. What? You want me to get this on? What?
Okay.
What? You don't believe me?
No, I don't. I don't. I just, not that. Those three guys sat down and came up with that idea.
Yes.
What businesses did they own?
One owned a big jewelry store. One, I think, owned a car dealership, and I don't know what the other one ran.
Okay.
Oh, the Chinese restaurant.
John, we're being, let me guess, which one did the, John, I think we're going down a weird road here.
But this is a true story. This is a thousand.
Do you remember when Reggie White?
Percent true story.
Do you remember when Reggie White?
I do, yes. Yes, I do.
And just. Stereotyped everything and everybody.
But they just thought it was funny that, you know, here none of them were Catholic or anything.
Right.
But they put together the big Christmas parade.
Now, I've heard this story before,
really?
But it may be from you, John.
Yeah.
So I can't, and I'm looking really hard for the history of the Appleton, and I can't find it quite yet. So
all right.
I'm working on
that. I'm going to find the guy.
I think that speaks
really
well for Appleton.
It does.
I do. I think that's great.
It is. It does.
Huh.
I don't BS.
Who's the guy that said, what are you doing, John? Well, BS for a living.
Well, that's different.
You say that a lot, which, So that is an interesting story. All right, we'll move on. Anyway, the parade's great tonight. And what time? It gets dark at, 4:35, but what is that, 6, 7?
I have no idea. It's so dark out so early.
I don't.
Like I said, in the UP, the sun, that one morning I was going to get out, I wanted to be in the deer blind by sunup. So I woke up at 6 to kind of get ready. And as soon as it starts, you know, the sky starts. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. I finally got some service on my phone. Sunrise, 8:05. Okay.
Wow.
Sunset?
What for?
4:59. It's like if you work a 9-to-5 job,
yeah,
you don't see the sunshine.
No.
If you're in a factory type thing, that to me, I think, gets depressing.
Right. Oh, there's
that to me gets depressing.
Yeah, this is a tough time for some people. So, and the weather doesn't help.
No.
Parade starts at 7. Thanks for the text.
Thanks.
All right. 7 o'clock. And
I got a text here. This is shocking. Cake looks so much nicer than pie at a nice set of plates rather than pie, says Brian. With nice linens and a nice table set.
Good, Brian didn't say all that. All right, Brian, we got to get together sometime.
Can we make a wager? We make a wager. Here's a wager.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a wager. Here's a wager. You got to bring me back a T-shirt from New York if I win. Okay? I'll give you some more of my old clothes for your shelter if you win.
John's twice dropped off old clothes. He goes, yeah.
Well, there's a theory to my clothes dropping off, Todd.
So you can never get back into him?
Well, the big one, the big clothes, I think that's good that he's donating
his
XXXL.
Takes away
whatever.
The safety net.
Right. However, you are donating some of your skinny clothes.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's a good idea.
I agree with that, but I'm doing it anyway.
Hey, I was telling Todd this morning, there's some good news on the horizon for you.
Me?
Yeah, with the Biden administration.
Wait a minute. An industrial construction job?
No, not the job thing.
Welder?
No.
Delivery guy.
What do you complain about? We complain about a lot of stuff. What do you complain about health-wise?
About me?
Just about.
I got a rash right now on my chest.
I don't care about that.
I went to CVS, and I went to CVS. This is why people without insurance don't get medical treatment. I go to CVS and I buy a bottle of Gold Bond anti-itch cream lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Take a guess how much? This is a bigger bottle.
$12.
No, I bet it's probably closer to almost $20.
$15.
Yeah.
$15 for a little bottle.
Jim would have won that on the Price is Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Drink over.
Yeah. Is that amazing?
That's not bad. Are you kidding? To stop a rash?
$15, $12,
that's nothing.
You want to see this thing? No. I don't know what the hell. It's like scabies or something.
So you want?
Jeez.
Well, that's good, Jim. Why don't you get out of that studio and we'll have the whole thing fogged?
Exactly.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Where'd you get scabies, John?
I don't know what it is,
John. There's some talk. What do you complain about? You're on Medicare,
my back?
Right? No, you're on Medicare. What's their shortcoming?
Teeth, dental,
right? Dental, right? And your buddy,
President Biden?
No. The senator from Vermont keeps lobbying for that.
Oh!
Bernie Sanders?
Yeah. And he wants more Medicare, but...
I have to remind you, one of the funniest memes of all time was him sitting at the inauguration with those big mittens. Remember that?
Yes.
Wasn't that one of the funniest memes?
That was a good one.
Ever.
But anyway, Bernie Sanders is always lobbying for more benefits for Medicare.
Okay.
But there's some chatter going on, and it might happen, where they're going to add Ozempic to it.
Wow.
But that's going to cost us billions. But I think that's worth it because it's going to need, think about the knees that we're going to save.
Cut down on healthcare. No question.
Right.
No question.
So obviously the drug companies are lobbying the hardest.
Well, yeah.
But that could save people, those of us on Medicare.
That's almost like a miracle drug.
It is. It kind of is.
I mean, they finally came up something that works.
So I hope, you know, Biden might do that. Now he's going to stick Trump with the bill, but who cares, right?
Yeah.
I just think it's a good thing.
I do too.
I don't know. I think
it's phenomenal.
Controversial
thing.
Here, isn't that nice?
Everybody know that uses it. It works,
right?
It's a miracle drug. I mean, from
Ponce de Leon.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I would say too.
Okay, hey,
wasn't he the guy that floated to youth?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so okay. All right,
you're right. All right,
jeez,
wow. All right, we just hit a quick break. We'll be back. This is Hate Cake Day. Hate Cake Day. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Hey, welcome back. Mano the Mayor here on a cold, very cold Tuesday morning at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app, 26 in Green Bay, 25 in Appleton, 23 in Oshkosh. But with 16-mile-an-hour winds that are cold coming from all that stuff out west, it sounds like, how those big storms are having out there.
When there's storms east, yeah, this is not great weather in this country, but it's not like blizzard storms.
No,
it's just
we'll take
like
that.
Rain. It's going to rain the parade on Thursday, like a 70% chance.
In New York?
Yeah.
Where was I seeing someplace in Northern California was going to get like 80 inches or something like that of snow?
Oh, man.
Over a couple of days.
Wow.
Like that's crazy.
Well,
today is, nice to get National Cake Day.
Yes.
Good Grief Day. Hey, I heard they're, playing Charlie Brown again. I heard they're going to air that.
They're going to do it like one shot this year or something like that on one of the networks. I think it might be NBC, but
okay.
Yeah.
Lung Cancer Awareness Month, very important one there. 2 days to Thanksgiving, 29 days to Christmas. John McVie is 79 from Fleetwood Mac, and Rich Little is 86.
I never thought Rich Little was all that good.
He
not as good as, let's say, Dana Carvey or Martin Short's good.
But Rich Little's strength was he was spot on with his impersonations.
Who like, did you give Carson?
See, I didn't think he was.
Oh, my God. I've seen him.
I thought he was close.
He was at
the
Carlton. Oh, man. He did Kermit the Frog. He did everybody. Oh, maybe. I just thought he was great. I'm a huge fan of Rich Little.
I only remember seeing him on, like, literally Ed Sullivan and things like that.
Well, he was on Johnny Carson a lot.
But I thought he didn't like Carson. I thought Carson didn't like him.
I think.
No?
Because didn't he make fun of him, like, really bad one time?
You know, I haven't heard one good word about Carson TV.
And, now I'm hearing even more and more and
more. Yeah, exactly. Keeps coming out. But he literally bought a gun one day. He was going to kill Frank Gifford. Yeah. True story.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I've been reading a book. Oh, man. You know what's cool? I finally figured out how to use my little, what'd you call it, like a Kindle thing?
Is that to read books?
Yeah.
That's a Kindle.
Because my brother handed out the Deer Camp, and he's got like 90 books on his Nook. It's called a Nook.
Yep, it is.
And so I got mine figured out. Well, I personally didn't figure it out, but somebody else, Julie, of course, figured it out.
Did you buy a Nook or you get it as a gift?
No, so I've had it for like 5 years. And it's like I never really knew how to use it. Fired it up, boom. First thing there for free, Joe Montana's biography. So I'm reading that.
Oh, yeah.
I read it till 1 o'clock this morning. But here's one of the parts is it talks about when he was coming out of college And they sent Packers sent Zeke Borkowski to work him out. And he came back and he told Bart Starr, I really like this kid. I really like this kid a lot. We got to take him in the third round. And they were going to take him. And at the last minute, some of the defensive coaches got into Bart Starr's ear. Said, Coach, we really need defense. And they took a guy that I don't even think he made it through training camp.
Oh, man.
And they could have had Joe Montana. And wow. Zeke Redkowski recommended they take Joe Montana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So can you change the font size on those Kindles?
I'm not that far yet because I would if I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might get a little bit bigger because it's not real big. It's only about this big.
And at 1 in the morning, maybe just one.
Just two. One notch up.
Right.
I agree. That's great. But it was nice. Went to sleep last night. Couldn't sleep. And normally it's like, you know, whatever. And I just picked that up. Don't have to turn the light on, which is nice. You know?
That's true.
There's nothing worse when you're reading in bed and you got to get up and turn off the light. True?
Well, that's why you have your wife there.
Well,
go turn off the light.
Yeah. But I mean, I need to get one of those.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what made me think of that.
Do they still make the clappers?
Yes, I believe they
that's
do.
That's what it is.
I would like one of those for Christmas.
But the light, isn't the light, you just reach over, it's like on the
Well, no, stage. It's on the wall. It's the wall thing.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
You got to get it.
I know. Then it's all okay. Now I'm awake.
It's like $8.
Now I'm awake.
Okay.
You know, I hate that.
All right.
You know what they always had in the TV shows? Like, I think they had it on the Mary Tyler Moore show, or not the Mary, those little lights coming out of the headboard. Like,
yeah.
Remember, right. They'd all be reading and have their own little light.
Yep.
I always wanted one of those.
Those are, hotels have those.
I know, but who has one in their house? Nobody.
I think you can find one that'll clip to your headboard, right? And then
oh, really?
You can plug it into the wall.
Well, I need a headboard.
What? Okay, you're right. I guess that's. I have no comeback for that.
All right,
I can tell Jim's in a good mood today. Like,
wow, I don't. He knows he's blowing town.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I tried using one time, even out in my garage. You know, when you're working kind of at night and it's dark and whatever, and like in the back part of your garage, I tried getting one of those headlight. Those are hard to use. So you really gotta. Make sure it's aligned right with your eyes. Otherwise, looking here and the light's over there.
Right. That helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get that just right is hard.
No. I did. Okay. But you have one of those? Because I thought you'd be cheap you would strap a flashlight to your hard hat.
You know what I've got at home? I took it back from the UP. I've got my dad's or my grandpa's carbide light. Would they work underground in the mine? And they'd attach it to the front of their helmet and light it? And that's what they use for light.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bright.
That's old school.
A little dangerous though, right? Because you just touch the two together, right? And then it starts? The two pieces of carbide?
No, well, it's got a little flicker on it.
Oh.
Like a cigarette lighter.
All right. And then that's a burn. Okay.
Yeah. And that would be on the front of the helmet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that you should take that next time.
I know.
That company comes in, whatever that.
I know. I'd like to know how to work that. Because, I mean, the helmet. Here, I'll even show you the helmet.
No, I know what you're talking about.
This guy.
That could be worth a few bucks. There's names on there?
Well, it's my dad's name. Jimmy Mino.
Oh.
But that's where the thing goes. See that?
Wow. That's very cool. That's cool. All right.
Actually, this is one I think that a lot of people would like to display. That's my helmet when I worked on.
Not a scratch on it. John was just over there. Give me some water.
Let me tell you about when we played Marquette.
Right. Hey, when we come back, though, we got to talk about, and you'll know about this. I am those two brothers. One played for Notre Dame. One played for Bayport. And they both won the championship same day. Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And what I want to just talk about, we'll do that when we come back, but I just think that's like unbelievable those parents did that. Because did you have kids? You send your kids to different schools. That's hard. It's different vacation, different fundraisers, different friends, different proms.
Yeah, I had one at Notre Dame and one at Southwest.
And that's, so it's a challenge.
Yeah.
But so they did that. And one kid, they were talking to him and why he wanted to go to one school and wanted to go to the other school. But I think that's like unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a cool story.
It's a fantastic
right?
story. Yeah, no question about it. Okay. Got a text here, Kristen Ambrose. See you soon, boys.
Oh, yeah,
and I got this one from Vicky. John says he doesn't BS. LOL,
yes,
Vicky. Well, what I mean by that, Vicky, is the basis of my stories have all truth to them.
You got to look pretty hard on some of those.
The basis.
We'll call it a thread of truth.
The basis is all there.
Base and thread.
The concept.
Two different things. I'm talking concepts.
Sometimes I weave. You know, I'm a weaver. I'm just going to take it. I'm a weaver.
That'll buy.
I'm a weaver.
All right, you win.
Quick break. Back after this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. Maybe you've heard of the FFA Fruit Box Fundraiser. It's been going on since before the 1980s. And maybe you've actually sold these as a student or you've purchased one from a local chapter. The company that puts these fruit boxes together tells us how this fundraiser has benefited FFA students. Stick around.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation,
that's BioVet.
Matt Johnson is the president of MyFruitSale.com, which is the company that operates the Fruit Box fundraiser platform for several hundred FFA chapters in the Upper Midwest. He says he had the recent opportunity to see firsthand the benefit that these dollars bring to students.
In all the years that I've worked with FFA chapters, I had a chance last year, 2023, to go to the FFA National Convention in Indianapolis. And even though I had heard about it for years and years and years, I was just blown away at the size and the scope of that event. But it was really neat to be there and to see all these kids from all over the country walking around, but to see students that were there that were customers of ours and to know that a big part of the reason why they were able to attend that event was they could afford to do it because of their fruit sale. So it's gratifying to be a part of helping kids do those types of things.
MyFruitSale.com started packing these fruit boxes on Friday. They've got about 50 semi-loads of boxes that will get sent out in the weeks following Thanksgiving. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture on a Tuesday. If you are a new, transitioning, or experienced organic grain farmer, mark your calendar. The 2025 O-Grain Organic Grain Conference is set for January 24th through the 25th in Madison. In other news, we're wishing you a safe and successful gun deer hunt season. If you've got more than your freezer can hold, consider the DNR's Deer Donation Program. This program helps stock food pantry shelves with ground venison made from donated deer. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny, a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high 33, tonight 21, tomorrow partly cloudy, 36. Thanksgiving Day becoming mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they'd been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's going after the fake electors. Trump might get a pass, but the Republicans in Michigan won't. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a cold Tuesday morning, heading into the Thanksgiving weekend. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, will be coming in. Chris Leonard, Senior Editor, Press Times author, will be here. John Kirsch, Golden House, Giving Tuesday, which is big, which is huge. Oh, House, yeah. Okay, so at your place, community, NEW Community Shelter, mm-hmm. Do any of those people, like let's say for Thanksgiving, if they've got like family members in the area, are they allowed to come in or no? Okay. It's all.
Could the family members come in?
For lunch, for yes. dinner? Okay. That's what
they
I'm
can't
asking.
Leave though. You know what I mean? Like you're there.
Oh no, no, no. Okay. But I'm just saying, can family members come yes. in and say, hey, you want to come in?
Yeah. And we dinner? Do, okay. we do it right. I think we have 20.
I think that's a great idea.
Turkeys we have. And it's truly Thanksgiving, decorated Thanksgiving and, flowers Thanksgiving. So it's a great Thanksgiving lunch and dinner.
And you have, okay, you have professional cooks?
Well, they've gone to school. I don't know that's that they're
what I mean, but
licensed.
They work for you or are they residents? They're all.
No, no, they work for us.
They work for us. That's what I mean. So professional.
Them. The guy from Hagemeister Park.
Yeah.
You know, he's been on for maybe okay. 2 months. Great guy. I will say this. I think maybe some stories we've talked about off air. There are some people in the shelter that used to be chefs.
Right. You've told me that. Yeah.
And that's.
That's. Yeah. It's a nice.
It's kind of great. Yeah. And they're so helpful. And I'll tell you what. You get to know these people a little bit and, you know, the struggles they had. And then you see them in the kitchen. It's like, man, that is where you belong.
Oh, man.
I mean, because they don't. It's not that, you know, barking like the yelling or
right.
They're just like really team people and everything's set up. He's always looking at the clock. You know, this goes in 12 minutes before this and stuff that they just know instantly. We have to read it. But yeah, we have a couple people there that were chefs and the restaurant business is tough. You can get maybe a little alcohol can come into your life and business can be tough and you know, maybe the fidelity's not always, you know, you just never know. There's just stuff that happens and you can lose a business. You can lose money and lose your support system and you end up with us and he's rebuilding. This guy's going to be just fine and he's going to have a restaurant. Speaking of that though, I see you didn't get your gig. I was hoping you were going to get that job that Amy left Channel 5.
Yeah.
Not Channel 5, Channel 11.
Channel 11, yeah.
And they just hired that new lady. Did you see that?
Mm. Not happy with it.
No.
For whatever reason, my resume tape, Meals with Mino.
I know.
We
talked about that. That was a couple months ago. I thought maybe you're kind of keeping it as a surprise.
Yeah.
But they just announced yesterday that.
Well, I guess we're going to have to do it here. Meals with Mino.
Something's got to work.
Todd?
Yeah. You work it out.
I'm all in.
Maybe an online only kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I do want to let you guys know that Civic Media is really getting behind Giving Tuesday, and you'll be able to go to our website, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm, and there's going to be a ton of opportunities.
Right.
The two in our area is the new community shelter will be added to our website and also the Oshkosh area food pantry.
Nice.
He's been on. Yeah. Those are great things and everything on that list is good.
Yep.
I mean, we don't have a lot of scams, but that giving, I mean, people Thanksgiving, it's tough. Yeah. But I will tell you, I told you this, last year, but when we talk about what we're thankful for, they don't hesitate a bit. You know, some of us do. You sit around at the table and it's like, you know, okay. They are so grateful for the recovery they're in, for the people that believe in them, that they, you know, they're the people who look at the obvious that we don't, you know, thankful for a safe place to sleep. We don't think about that.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for.
I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine it being 4 o'clock in an afternoon on a day like today and you're thinking to yourself, where can I find a warm place to curl up in for the night and hopefully wake up in the morning?
Yeah. It's something that it's on the front page of the paper today, but they opened up that safe parking on the west side.
Okay.
We talked about that. We did.
Oh, so it's sleeping in your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because where did they have to close one of those? Madison?
No, it was closed here to redo the parking lot.
But there was some place where it was getting so dangerous. Because with drug dealings, they had to close it off. Maybe Milwaukee?
No, this one closed because they couldn't find an insurance carrier.
Okay.
They found one. But I just think that's an unbelievably sad commentary on our community if we have to open up a parking lot for women and families to sleep in their car.
Yeah, I agree.
2024, wealthy community. I don't get that.
I agree.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm with you.
But
because a lot of bad things can still happen when you're in a car. I mean, it's crazy. But I'm with you on that one.
Safe place parking lot to reopen.
Okay.
So they got $15,000 from somebody to open it.
Although, but, I will admit this. One of my dreams is driving to Arizona in a van, and sleeping in Walmart parking lots. My nephew actually did that coming back from Utah when he worked at a summer park in Utah, and he did that, and he enjoyed it. He actually enjoyed it. You know, you cover up the windows, you get cut out the windows, so nobody knows who's in there or whatever. And I would do that. Sometimes, when I have a hard time falling asleep, I pretend I'm in the back of a van in like a Walmart parking lot in Missouri.
There's no...
I'm not joking. That's what I think of. What?
It's called a nightmare.
No, it's not. To me, it's... Hey, okay.
Who would dream for that? Like, who would aspire to that?
I don't know. I'm being honest. That's what puts me to sleep. It's like I'm nice and cozy and comfortable in this van.
There's no bathroom.
Inside the Walmart truck stops and Walmart have those for you. Yeah.
Is it the carefree kind of thing?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But there's just something about sleeping out in a vehicle that I just like. There's something about it. That's why I want to be a trucker.
Try it tonight.
I want to be a trucker so I can sleep in the cab. Those kind of things. I've always had that dream.
Safe place parking lot. It reopened, John. There you go.
All right.
I think that could be adventurous.
Haven't you ever been driving across the state or whatever, and you have those? I was doing it when I was leaving here a couple summers ago. I would pull into that place around Maribel, that park, little park, and sleep for like 15 minutes.
Okay, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I have done that. Everybody's done that. Take a little power nap.
Right.
Get a little coffee and then get back.
Do you wear sunglasses if it's a hot day when you do that? I do, because then people don't know if your eyes are open or not.
But no, that's a nap. That's not sleeping in a Walmart parking lot, John. Those rest stops are, and it's amazing what a 15, 20-minute power nap can do when you get back in.
Absolutely.
Okay, ready to go. So
you take that nap, just walk around the car a couple of times, you're good to go.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Right. But I want to go back to those two boys. I want you to get them on because you love sports. I'm surprised you don't know those guys. Warner Brothers? Anyway, these are two students and I just want to give their parents, I hope their parents are listening. You talk about gratitude.
Well, I'd get their names right first if you want their.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of do.
That'd probably be a good idea. I think it's Warden.
I'm going to look it up so I can speak with a little authority.
I'm good.
Good to see you. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Todd?
I'm going to go sleep in a Walmart parking lot.
Boy, I'm grateful. I am so grateful.
But I would convert the van.
Sure.
You know.
Do you see these people like online and stuff? They take a school bus.
That's been one of my dreams my whole life.
Man.
Ever since the Partridge Family. That's been one of my dreams.
Wow. Okay, man. I'm going to feel guilty on my trip because I'm sure not even close to that.
By the way, how was your antiquity show?
It was fun. The antiquarian, antiquity, yeah, it's the antiquarian.
What's the name of it?
Yeah. Antiquarian.
Antiquarian.
Yep. Okay.
Close. You accent on the wrong syllable. It was great. I couldn't believe how many vendors were there. You would have liked it because one guy was all Packer memorabilia.
Oh, no kidding. I would love to have seen that.
What was the connection? It was his uncle's, because that show's been going on for 67 years. This was he's like taking over the business.
Okay.
But a lot of old programs, stuff that you probably have in your.
I would have loved to see that. I love that stuff.
But there was just so many things there. I mean, there's obviously a lot of jewelry. There was trinkets and I don't know. It was fun.
So they did not have those tie things, right?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
A ton of them.
No, they didn't.
They had a ton of tie pins.
But not the kind that I told you that I have.
Which was
where it says World Champions, like 1961 on it. I think this thing's really valuable. I think it's so rare, nobody knows what it is, so they can't put a value on it. This thing could be worth thousands of dollars.
No, I bought, it's probably $50.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the guy had cufflinks with cheese, there were like cheese heads on
it. No,
like,
no, that. No, that's new stuff. That's no.
No, I, but, yeah, the cufflinks I bought, I told you they were for the automotive gallery. My wife's like, why did you don't wear cufflinks anymore?
Nobody wears cufflinks. Somebody brought it up here the other day, Mike Osterhage, the old weatherman's last person. Was that you, Todd?
Yeah.
Was the last person to wear cufflinks in Green Bay.
Nah, the bishops all wear cufflinks.
Ah.
But the problem with cufflinks is, of course, you have to have a French cuff shirt.
Yeah.
And when you take...
I knew that.
You can't wear cufflinks in a regular shirt.
In fact, I donated a couple back to your place there, so you don't have cuffs to match them. Okay. Yeah.
But you know you can't wear cufflinks in a regular shirt, right? You have to have a French cuff. Okay. And when you take those to get...
Only time I've ever worn cufflinks was with a tux.
Yeah.
Only time in my life I've ever worn... cufflinks. What's that?
Yeah. Yeah, those are nice. Anyway, I want to get back to... The problem with that is... And I had... I don't know how many French cufflink shirts I had, but... When you go to get them dry cleaned, like a regular shirt, that's like, it's like $2 more. So if you get your shirt dry cleaned for like $7, that would be like $9.
Which is what I do on a regular basis. Holy man. How expensive is dry cleaning?
I did that every week for
years. Did you really?
Oh, I get 20 years, I bet.
It feels good when you put that shirt on or the sport coat. You feel clean.
I tell you, if there's one thing to get dry cleaned, and it is our shirts.
Yeah, good shirts.
Good shirts.
Yeah.
But they do... You go heavy starch, they're not going to last real long.
No.
So you got to get like light or medium starch.
Okay.
I have to tell you, I learned so much on this show.
Me too. Because I don't know what he's talking about,
well,
but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Well, just, you know, the fact that you knew that there's a name called French, that they're French cuffs. Yeah. I mean, I just knew that there were cuff links and you had to have that special little hole in there, right?
And they
fold
back, right? It's right. So the,
know,
if you were
just like the starch information.
Oh yeah, I got it. Starch. Yeah.
You should teach a class for young men who need to know a little bit more. About
I like
that
this. I yeah. like
I'm serious.
This.
Believe me, there's.
I like it,
but I and the thing
almost
is
like
that,
a finishing school.
Yeah,
for girls.
I was trying to think the name of that because they do that for guys too. Because what's his name? I read Prince Charles' book. No, not Prince Charles. Who's the redhead?
Harry.
Harry. Yeah, I read his book.
Yeah.
And he talked about that they would have classes at wherever he went to school.
Oh, the English?
Where it was all, would. Like the thing was etiquette. All on that, what to wear with whatever, yada, 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 yada. Yeah. I missed that class.
But that dry cleaning, I mean, you want to help those people too. You know, they're dry cleaners. And,
oh, yeah.
But they'll pick up, deliver.
I know, and that's not great.
It
but
is,
what
it's,
I'm saying
it's,
is,
it's
not
like, oh, my God, this is hard to do. The other thing I think people should take advantage of are tailors. You know, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. You know, it's a good deal, but it doesn't fit. Then go to Sewing with Love. That her daughter is Tina Sauerhammer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Miss America.
Yeah.
Wow.
And her mother owns Sewing with Love on Walnut Street here in Green Bay. We've been going there for years. Even with the kids, would get something and need to be tailored. It's quick. It's not that expensive. And
so all those fat clothes I gave you guys for
you could have had those.
I could have brought them down there.
You could have.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are they?
On Walnut.
No. My clothes.
Oh, they're gone. they're gone.
On Walnut. They're gone.
Right, we don't have to go to a break yet, but I'm thinking this could be Mayor Jim Schmidt's finishing school for young men.
You got to do one. You got to produce one.
No.
You got to produce a spot for that.
I think that would be really good. You could teach a lot of good stuff.
Jim Schmidt's finishing school for young men.
Hey, you have to have the English accent. Yes.
Do you feel disheveled? Do you see out of place?
No, it's for
$7. It's all French cuffs.
Right. Did you realize how... remember that book years and years,
did
years ago?
Did you put extra starch in your shirts?
Yeah, that dress for success, people feel better when they...
I know, I'm just telling you.
All right, so all it's right. not... It's
No, but I just... Kids don't have those things these days. What's the craziest thing? Did you guys have a dress code at Rock Collin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right.
We're getting some good texts in this morning.
Most diverse show ever. Half of us waking up in this parking lot this morning have flying monkey tattoos. You and your guys are talking about cufflinks. Coming to Green Bay, the mayor's Gentlemen's Club.
Oh, yeah,
I like it. I like that. Half of us waking up in the parking lot this morning have flying monkey tattoos. Thanks, Mino. Wow. Good morning, guys. Great show as always. Jim, do you still need help with Christmas gifts for some residents of the homeless shelter? Just let me know. Thanks, Mike Pritzel.
Ooh, Mike.
I've told you I take care of three people.
Michael, the answer is yes. On our website is a list.
Oh, there is.
But I can get that to you, Mike. But yeah, and we really personalize these gifts.
That's
for the
what I mean. I
people.
Want that.
And
I want three people.
A lot of them, this is their first Christmas with us, right? Because people stay 10 months. But shorter, but very few people are.
All right, we're gonna
we have lots of great gifts coming.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on them bundles like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working.
I love that text.
Michael, I have some extra French cuff shirts I'm bringing for Mino. Happy Hanukkah, Mino. Michael.
Anyway.
Thank you, Michael.
Some things you can
Michael
do.
Was on your show yesterday, right?
Yes.
On Lean Local?
Yeah, or that was...
coming up this week?
So, on the first Sunday of the month, I have this Lean Local show that's on every Sunday at 1 o'clock, and we lean local. It's, we do what we say. We just talk about the local community, politicians, development, education. But every Sunday, the first Sunday of every month, I dedicate to the NFL draft, because that's a big deal. It's coming up. And so, I had Michael Freeman on for 15 minutes to talk about renting your homes. Then I had Jeff Orlinsky come on, and he, you know, there's a lot of jobs coming up from technology to construction to just a gazillion, a plethora of jobs available, but he gets you trained on things. So if you want to do the bartending, if you want to do construction, if you want to get licensed for things, and it's a career that he's giving you, but then you can also work the side hustle of the NFL draft. And then we had a lady come on who drove for both DoorDash and Uber.
Okay.
It's funny. She was telling that story about Uber. She got a call, you know, over at Hinterland.
Yeah.
To pick up some people and, you know, 11, 12. And so they get in the back seat and talk. She goes, that sounds familiar. It was the chief of police.
Driving Uber?
She told us. No, he was in the back.
Oh, in the back. Oh,
she picked him up. It was a customer.
Got it.
I asked her. I said, was it her? I said, you feel safe? And she never had an issue. You know, sometimes people are like, but you can Uber. So you go online, you know, your car, your license, it's super easy to do. And then when it comes to the draft time, tell them when you want to work. Maybe 9 in the morning till noon or whatever.
I would not want to pick up drunk people in your own car if somebody has an incident or whatever.
But she didn't have that happen. And that DoorDash, you familiar with that?
Would you carry mace? I would carry mace.
Yeah, probably
I've got
would.
Some good mace.
I might carry something stronger than mace.
Well, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? To kind of just get somebody out of the car. What do any Uber drivers out there and listening, anybody ever have a problem? Or DoorDash people? You ever like somebody?
Well, that DoorDash is pretty safe.
But do they tip you?
You do DoorDash? We talked about that. Get this. Part-time.
But they don't pay you, right? They just tip you?
It,
No, it's already paid.
You get paid. It's just like Uber.
That's what I mean. You don't have to collect when you bring the food.
No. Part time.
Okay.
$800 a week.
What?
Yep.
Doing now, which one? Uber
no,
or
No, that's what she said.
I know, but does that include paying for your gas and your car insurance?
Oh, totally. You're on your own. You got, because that's what you do.
Take that out.
That's, you know who used to do she that said, was She's Kurt Nick during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
She's Kurt Nick did that. But he said, too, the thing, a lot of gas money.
Oh, I bet. I bet. But what she did was she would pick up, like, do you know that McDonald's is DoorDash?
No.
Oh, yeah. You can get DoorDash. You can pretty much get anything you need.
Well, actually, that makes sense. Because there have been times where when I come in the back where this apartment, the apartment's here, there will be a McDonald's thing on the porch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Are they allowed to just leave, but then they don't get a tip, right?
No, they're paid.
Oh, it's all online. Okay.
You're paid. Yep. So they know.
A lot of people just want to drop by their door. They don't want to deal with anybody.
Yeah. Got it.
And the recipient knows what the cost is.
For the delivery.
It's not like they're going to come and complain.
So no money is exchanged. No. Just drop it off. Okay.
I just think that's a lot of money.
That's a lot. It's almost 50 grand a year.
Where you can make money, though, on that is you say, okay, I'll pick up this thing at Hagemeister and take it to Bellevue. And then you might get a ding, and there's something that you can maybe pick up at another restaurant that's in Bellevue. And she goes, when you get those doubles, because you're saving your gas money.
Right.
She said that's where she made a lot of money.
Wow. I would do that if people didn't know me. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, let me get a picture. Hey, here's my DoorDash guy, Mino, dropping off our food.
I would have no qualms
in doing it. That'd be great. Like I said, I used to be a flower delivery guy. Was I good? No. But I had issues back then. Mike Pritz again. I'm Ubering right now, just shy of 12,000 rides. Mike, give us a call. I want to know more about this.
And I think the NFL draft for people that have a car, right?
Yeah.
And like I said, I think if you can pick the hours and be done by 2-3 in the afternoon.
Did you hear what he said, Todd? For people that have a car. Hey, I don't think you had to make the statement. We're talking about how to be Uber. I don't think you had to say, if you have a car.
I was flashed. Okay, do you know where I work after this? That's why I said it.
Okay, got it.
You're right. But to make some money, I don't know if you're going to make $800 a week. But
that's fantastic.
That's a lot of money.
That is fantastic.
And I think there's going to be a need for that, right? There's going to be, and you need to get your license. You have to get it now, but I mean, it's just an online. They do a background check.
Sure.
But it's all a couple, few days, and they turn that around. So I think that's a cool thing, but there's going to be a lot of other jobs we talked about. And then Michael talked a little bit about renting
okay,
homes.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you on something. The night that we do the celebrity bartending for Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's
going to be fun. Okay. That's going to be kind of like my test a little bit is whether or not you guys think I'd be a good bartender, because I want to get my bartending license.
That's fair.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I'm going to probably get it, and I think I'm going to bartend at the Northland.
Okay.
I know the hotel. I know the downtown. I don't know a lot about the draft, and I don't.
Couldn't be worse than that one guy.
What's that? I'll be a lot quicker than that. And I, you know what? I might,
a lot friendlier.
I will tell you, I might work for tips.
Okay.
You know, I know what they're going to do here, but I want to, and they do some really cool drinks, but I just want to say when it came to the NFL draft, and this is, it's no secret, but event planning and coordination, they talk about media and broadcast. There are going to be some extra jobs for that.
What?
There's probably going to be like setting up wires and stuff.
Roadies.
Sure. Roadies. I'll do that.
But hospitality and catering, you know, event catering.
Hey, Todd, that's fun setting business. Up. It's not fun tearing down.
Oh, I know. I know.
You know, there's stuff in merchandising, retail, transportation. You can go over to job service. They will get you your CDL license so you can drive bigger vehicles.
Really?
Yeah.
So Mike is going to call after 7 o'clock to talk about being an Uber
driver.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. We got to get that side hustle. We don't have that side hustle.
We don't have it yet.
We're working on it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Kristen Ambos, Press Times, and John Kirsch, Golden House, all coming in on this Giving Tuesday. Back after this.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Next, political editor Dan Schaaf. We discuss how Democrats discuss race and racial justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.